You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Truth Be Told. I'm Zoe.
I'm India.
How y'all doing?
So guys, it's finals week.
Finals week.
Finals week. So,
I think that's all that needs to be said on that.
Like, I guess we'll see you guys in a year.
Damn.
For real. Anyways, finals, yeah. It's kind of, like, depressing here.
Yeah.
Is that plugged in?
No, not really. A lot of people have just cleared out and it kind of just, I don't know.
I think maybe it's just the vibe because everyone's
stressed, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, down bad. So maybe that's why the vibe is, but, yeah. And yeah. I like the fact that I don't have to, like, get up early and do stuff. But I kind of miss classes.
I like kind of miss classes, but I mean, I like waking up late and stuff, but I don't know. My days have just been going by so slowly because it's like all you're doing is studying like after you wake up and then you like...
Literally so slow.
And I just have no motivation and also it's like, where is everyone studying? Because I need to be those at those study spaces and like be productive around people.
Yeah.
Around us?
No, I am, but it's just like in Skillman, either I'm in a study room and that's like really private and whatever, and quiet and stuff, but then I'm like, when you stop focusing, I stop focusing and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't stop focusing today, like, I was on my fucking grind. Oh, wow.
There's a first for everything.
I don't work great in study rooms, but it's like when I really need to grind, I'll go to Kirby or somewhere like with not a lot of distractions. I think that's why we went to Marquee, or it's usually a dining hall. I don't think anyone's listening, but like if you're listening from outside, it's a dining hall, but it's
better be listening.
It's closed. Over finals, which is devastating, but it's open as like a study area. And we went today, and honestly, I liked it. I liked it better than school.
There was just no one there.
That's why I kind of liked it.
But like, then you just go to Kirby.
Yeah.
Because that's like, it's, they're both nice, but like, I don't know. It was just dead, and then I was like, I do not want to be working.
I like that better, because in Skillman, I think that's when I kind of get depressed, because everyone's like,
depressed as well.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just kind of cold in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like in Marquee, maybe it's just because I equate it with food, so I equate it with happiness, but...
Maybe let's just smile.
But I like it. I liked it. Maybe I'll go to there tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, it's kind of sad now, just like watch everyone go. It's going to be a whole month. Hopefully the month goes by quickly. I have a feeling it will.
You think?
Why would you say that?
I hope. Cause like I'm gonna be bored as heck.
Yeah. Cause like also it's different. Like typically in high school and stuff, like everyone like goes on break at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like now everyone is leaving at different times and
yeah. I don't know.
So, Zoe, what's going on in your life? Who are you snapping right now?
I'm snapping Chris. I'm trying to get him to listen. Chris. Bro.
What's going on in your life?
Nothing much. What's going on in your life?
My life? I'm just attracting right now.
You're just attracting?
I don't chase, I attract.
You don't chase, you attract.
Yeah. That's the, like, our phrase of the week.
Y'all, like, it's not working out for me.
But I'm...
Yeah.
That motto?
Yeah.
But you're not chasing. This is funny.
You get it?
Yes.
Oh, I, like, just what got the- it. I actually just got that.
So imagine being an idiot. Stop imagining.
That's and just imagine like being Zoe Meyer.
No, I am chasing. Like, times two. Like, in both meanings. Like, in both of the meanings. What can I say? I don't know, guys. And it's sad as heck because I have nothing to do to distract me except study. But I'm being annoying as heck. Like, I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, you're not being annoying. Zoe and I are just...
No, you leave me out of this. Like, I'm not being annoying.
No, I'm saying, like, us on the weekends.
I'm different now. I'm cured.
No, what? Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if we go out tonight, I'm, like, I feel like you're gonna take that back.
I don't think so.
Really?
I'm not cured. Like, you can just bank on me being... The same.
You're not that annoying though. Like currently I'm annoying, but it's just like
it's nice having a home in South right now.
Yeah,
guys, like I've been saved.
Like she lives in my room now. She lives with me.
Shout out Daisy.
True. I'm trying to get the horse people to listen, guys, if you're listening. Yeehaw.
There's really nothing to listen to. We're all tired AF.
India. Okay, India doesn't have as much dedication to the show as I do.
I'm dedicated to this show.
Yeah, it's like low-key Zoe's more dedicated to the show than you are.
Hey!
Damn!
Just change.
Yeah, for real. Just like be different.
Okay.
Like.
I'll try.
Please do.
Who's out there?
I don't know. You're okay.
I'm just a bunch of people.
Actually?
Just close the door.
Can you close the door? I don't think that door's supposed to close.
Well,
like things happen.
Legitimately. Okay.
Let's talk about atoms.
Atoms. I feel like there's like a 1 in quadrillion% chance that you can just like put your hand through a table.
And it'll just go straight through.
Yeah. And like that's all you're gonna get from
it. Imagine you just disappeared.
Are you okay?
That's like actually not what I said at all.
No, but I'm saying like what if I just, you know, we were talking about, like, you put your hand to a table and it goes straight through.
It doesn't disappear, though. It just goes...
No, no, but what if my whole body went like, through something?
Goes underneath. And I, like... underground.
You would just get stuck.
Yeah.
But the thing, like, she
But, like, how would I... So, if I went through a wall, there's no way... I wouldn't even be stuck. I would just die. Because I, like, couldn't breathe in there.
Yeah.
Because it would just enclose
yeah.
on me.
Yeah. That'd be funny AF. Like, sorry, I didn't say it. Like, I didn't say it. Like, you said it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, atoms. But, anyways. I can't believe... Yeah, I'm gonna be here another whole 5 days. I'm fully talking. Fully in the middle of a sentence.
I can leave.
Fully in the middle of a sentence. Can I finish my sentence and then you can go?
Dang. See, the energy's not right tonight.
No, you're not making it right.
From eating dinner, what?
You're not making it right.
Just saying.
Like, let's be nice. Let's be fun. What was I saying?
I don't know.
You weren't even listening?
I was.
No, guys, come on. We have a lot to talk about. We talk a lot.
That's the thing, is that we've been talking.
Yeah, because, like, I spend so much time. Last night, India was like, we're not going to be friends anymore.
I didn't say that. And I told you the context behind that. Disrespectful.
I know.
To bring that up.
Still, that made me scared.
No, I just think rooming is like a really scary situation.
It is. Because like,
first of all, everyone knows your roommate doesn't have to be your best friend.
Yeah.
But like, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like living with someone. And I just have a... I don't... Like, it's not even, like, an insult. Just sometimes friends don't work as roommates.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a whole... You're seeing a whole different side of someone.
Definitely.
Who would want to have me as a roommate?
Like...
Wow.
We're all living in...
I'm just gonna die.
We're all living in...
These words hurt,
McCartney
guys.
South, right?
Huh?
We're all living in McCartney South, right?
Yeah. What?
Please?
Like, yeah. I want to live in McCartney South.
Like, yeah.
But I would hit him in a
heartbeat. We need to do that. Like,
do we have anything to talk about?
Grace was scared.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Okay, let's talk about break. Guys, we have like a month and a half of break. And I'm nervous for it. I'm getting a nose ring, guys.
Woohoo!
Oh, woohoo!
I'm getting a tattoo.
When?
Actually?
No.
Oh.
Maybe I'll get my smiley though over break.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how long those take to heal.
Not that long. I'm like being serious, not that long.
Damn. I guess that but makes sense because I feel like your I feel like your mouth feels heals quick.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah.
How do you do stuff with
them? You know, like the random piercings that people get in like their cheek or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I hate it.
My
anti eyebrow piercings.
Oh, what they're called? Okay. I just didn't know that. One of my teachers in high school, like, had a piercing on the back of her neck.
Who?
Miss Deuce.
Really?
She had, like, a name, and then as the eye, like, the dot on the eye was a piercing.
No way.
And I was like, oh. Like,
no way.
Now, what if I said I wanted an anti-eyebrow piercing?
I would say no.
It's my body.
Well, that just scare, they just scare me.
Like, you could still do it. I'd just say in my personal opinion, don't do it.
You wouldn't talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. But I feel it said that I have to get a stud and I could only switch it to a hoop in 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
Isn't that a long
time? Well, that'll be over
time?
Summer.
Yeah.
And then you just get it right before you come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the stud will look just as good?
Yeah.
I want the hoop, though.
Like, then just say, like, yellow and just put in the hoop.
But I just don't want it to curve over.
Well, are you ever going to actually have a stud in?
I don't think you're understanding.
Like, after? Yeah, probably. Oh, no. Crystal isn't listening. Guys, can more people listen?
We don't have anything to
I know, this is dry AF.
Let's talk about Zoe.
Me?
Can we analyze? So we have analyze Zoe.
Me?
Yeah.
Do it.
I could go in, so
I'll okay, I could go in as well.
Go in. No, please go in. I'm not even joking, go in. I won't be upset. No, like, I can't, like, no, that was, that's been said too many times to me in this room. And then
no, Zoe, go in. Do we it. Should psychoanalyze every one of us.
Guys,
actually, I'm, like, hella sensitive, so.
Do it. I don't care. Please? I want to be psychoanalyzed next.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we just going to get into everything? Like, literally.
Like, sure. Zoe has severe intimacy issues, and it stems from a place that she's not fully, or I guess she is now, but she wasn't fully ever open with her sexuality, and that's why it's led her to be emotionally and intimately stunted, which actually has to do with Freud's psychosexual theory that you typically regret. You typically fixate on things from a previous psychosexual stage that you haven't fully dealt with yet. I don't know, like, I'm just talking just to talk. Like, I just had a psych final, and, like, I don't actually know if any of those were connected. Like, I just said them. Like, by the time I got to the fixation point, I was like, I'm not really sure what she's fixating on. But, like, I just had to keep going.
I feel like you also fixate on, well, I can't drop names.
Do our thing. I don't think so. Just don't say it, though.
Okay.
This
is really hard, then.
Not really.
Okay. I feel like you fixate.
Just say her.
On things that she does. No, but I'm not talking. I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like. I feel like you folk, like, really hyper fixated on things that she did, and then you kind of attach yourself to, like, how you felt when she did that. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but you kept on going back to, like, the same place of, like, not hatred, but just,
like the same
annoying
thing.
Like, resentment and stuff. And I feel like it's easy for you to, like, pick at things or, like, really pick things up quickly that someone does that annoys you.
Yeah.
I agree. which is why one of these days I'm scared you're just gonna hate me.
I won't. I swear it.
I feel like you have very high expectations of friends.
But we've, like, established that before, so that's not...
And really that's good. One thing that I struggle when, like, people have really high expectations of me. Like, this sounds so bad, but just, like, the last thing I want to do is meet them. Or, like, try to meet them.
Because the stress of it is just kind of, like, it's just, like, now I don't want to.
Yeah, it's, like, I... Like, what's an example to do with you?
When you get on me for being late, it just makes me want to be late more. I'm sorry.
Makes you want to be late more.
Doesn't everyone get on you for being late?
The dean emailed you, Zoe.
Wait, what?
When you get on
the
me
dean
for things,
emailed her.
It just makes
wait, me... Wait, Lafayette?
Yes.
No way. Wait, saying what?
Are you okay? It was, like, months ago. I wasn't okay, by the way. Like, it was when I, like, was very, very ill.
When... Oh.
So, like, I wasn't okay. And he was like, I'm just worried because, like, you're a professor for propaganda. Because he's also my advisor, my propaganda professor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you haven't been in class for a while. And he's like, your grade is perfect. I'm just worried about your participation. your attendance. And I was like, yeah, I'm just really sick. And, like, I'm passing propaganda. So, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, things happen sometimes, guys. Like, let's just smile.
Yeah, no, I think I definitely, I have to, like, I talk about that, like, how my expectations are too high.
Yeah, I don't know, like, things happen. Things are always happening.
No, but, like,
damn. I feel like I've said something wrong. Like, even though you told me I can speak, I didn't.
No, not at all. I swear on my life. You didn't say anything that we didn't know.
Never say anything wrong.
You never said anything that we didn't already know.
I really don't like you.
But, like, I want you guys to go in.
I feel like one day you're going to say that and it's just going to be
sucked up. A joke? Yeah.
Dang.
Wait, what'd she say?
I said, I really don't like you guys.
Tsk.
And she said, I feel like one of these days you're going to say that. And I cut her off and I was like, and it's not going to be a joke? Yeah. What were you going to say, actually?
I don't remember. Dang.
Guys. Why don't you remember?
You're just too sexy.
Can you get back to, like...
Oh, my God. Pretty people have problems, too, bro.
I'm coming back to Zoe.
Did we say that last week?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Pretty people have problems forever.
That's been a week? It's been a week?
Oh, back to Zoe. Okay, and expectations. Or we don't have to talk about expectations, but anyways.
Zoe is always right. Other than that.
Zoe's a grade A. Can't say that, but you know what I mean.
Cool kid.
She listens to Girl in Red.
Period.
Period. What else can we psychoanalyze you? But, like, even with your recent interest, ..
I feel like you self-sabotage a lot.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, guys. I just like doing it. I'm sorry.
Like...
But you also hold yourself. You also hold yourself to, like, it's like weird. You see Zoe and I. Yeah, like, you see Zoe and I, and, like, we have our crazy moments. But then it's like, as soon as you have one of them, it's like,
I can't.
You like apologize for it, and we're like, we you have been here for all of our, like, shit.
The lowest of our lows.
Yeah.
And it's like not even like a low of yours or anything. You need to be more forgiving to yourself.
Facts.
I was saying this to India, but I think, like, a reason why I don't like intimacy is because, like, I feel like I'm a pretty confident person when I'm, like, all by my lonesome. Like, I am. And I feel like once I, like, right when I start liking someone or, like, I'm attracted to someone, I start becoming, like, very self-conscious.
Yeah.
Which I don't like because that's not who I am.
I do too, but, like, everyone does that.
Sorry, y'all, I decked Zoe.
Ah! No!
Ah! Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's really annoying. I just, like, everything seems awkward to me. I feel like I'm kind of an awkward person.
No, you're not.
I just don't have balls.
Cojones?
Yeah. Also known as balls.
Yeah.
I just don't have them.
Alright, let me psychoanalyze India.
Oh my god!
No way!
What in the... Special guest, Mr. Pear!
Mr. Pear!
Which one is it?
Where did you just come from?
Like, how do you even know?
Did you run here?
No. I saw on your story.
Oh. Dude, do I just turn on this bike?
Like, we didn't even get a knock.
No, that was on purpose.
Larry, do you want to psychoanalyze me?
Wait, yeah. Which bike is that?
Go.
Is that the white bike?
They're psychoanalyzing me currently, if you would want to.
That's the blue one?
That's the white one.
Which one is that one?
The one you're holding.
Ooh, that's a good point, Zoe.
What?
You gotta keep thinking like that. That will get you far in life.
What?
What?
Alright, what is happening? Who are we analyzing?
Zoe.
Can I be next?
Yeah.
But currently, me.
I just went in, like...
Okay, would you rather give or receive head?
What the? You can leave now.
Like, is it my mom listening?
Wait, I actually want her to.
No, we're psychic.
Can we call my mom up really quick? I'll put it to the...
Paula.
Sure.
So what happens in the psychoanalyses?
Wait, let's see if she pick up.
Yeah, what did happen in that?
I went, like, I ate, and, like, now I don't know if I have anything else on the plate anymore.
She's gonna be live on air.
Live on air, Paula.
With Zoe Gordon.
Yes.
This is so embarrassing.
Hello, you've reached Paula.
Damn.
India, you're not loved.
Apparently.
Oh. India, tell me about your loving relationship with your cat.
You mean the relationship where you spit on your cat?
Oh!
Bits on her cat.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. All the time. She plays a little game where she stands on the top of the stairs and she sees her cat on the bottom and she tries to spit on him.
Like, and I knew you for like 48 hours.
And I knew this. And yeah, your mom sees spit on the floor and she's like, what's this water? And you're like, ha 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 ha.
No, it's more like the noise. They're like, what is this noise? And it's just my spit hitting the ground. Oh my god, I was just watching an Office Christmas Party and there was a point in the film where these
Christmas Party, the movie?
Yeah.
Did Sam give it to you?
No, I just had it on Amazon. But there was a moment where, like, there were siblings, like, brawling, and the sister, like, did the thing where she, like, pounded down the brother and was, like, about to, like, spit on him, but then, like, sucked back in. Yeah. Every single sibling has to go through that.
Right. Now, you gotta think about it like that, but if you really work hard at that little saying, you can really make that into, you know, what you want to be in life.
Exactly.
Where am I right now? Like, what just happened in the last 10 seconds?
Zoe, I'm taking you on a trip right now.
On a trip?
And I'm not talking about the one that you just took.
What trip?
Larry, take over. Yeah, Larry, you start.
Are we allowed to talk about anybody who Zoe wants to take to Wawa?
Take back your wink. Your wink is so horrible.
My wink is great.
Okay.
You
know, anybody who's listening right now, I don't want you to ever let anybody tell you what to do, think, or feel. That's not freedom. You need to be your own freedom.
First Amendment rights.
On my final, we were talking about how freedom is a white ideal.
It is.
Yeah, like when they came up with the Constitution, I made my own version of it.
Really? Can I read it?
No, I didn't make it. But, you know, the
you
point
thought
is...
thought it.
You just said you did.
Well, the point is that I thought of it. And if that's the thing, it's about ideas.
He made the idea.
Like, Zoe, we were in the library studying. This is boy talk right here. So we were in the library.
Can we not drop any names?
We're not going to drop any names. Really attractive guy Zoe's attracted to in the library. Zoe, what was going through your head?
I have a final tomorrow.
Oh, no, she didn't. She said she has a final. Zoe, how did that make you feel?
Wait, what did it
And India is laughing. Oh, she got that goofy tooth. Oh, dude, look at that face. I wish everybody could see her face right now. It is something special. It is there. It is looking. It is like, wow. Those eyes, they just move.
Your eyes sparkle.
Mine?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, how does that make you feel, though?
I don't know. It just, like, hits somewhere deep for me.
Yeah, I understand. When I look at myself in the mirror, too, I get freaked out.
When we saw you on Tinder, we got freaked out as well.
Wait, you guys saw me on Tinder?
Yes, how could we not?
Are you guys serious? Because I actually have a Tinder question because I'm trying to respond to somebody.
Okay, what's your Tinder question?
Tinder is dry AF.
Fucks.
Well, you have it set to the wrong location.
Like, what location are you in?
I'm around.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right. Me and Zoe were all
bouncing around.
No, I've only seen like 10 loft people.
Me.
Like, I've only seen 10. Like, you're one of them.
Your problem is that you're not going to the library the same way Zoe and I are.
Yeah.
When we go to the library, we don't just go there, we go to look.
I actually go to do my homework, but...
Well, she means look and do homework.
Yeah.
I
don't find anyone in the library. Facts. It's dry. The library's dry.
Library's dry. What can I say? Like, I'm sorry to say it. But the library is dry. Yeah.
Bouncing around. Okay, next topic. Who are we psychoanalyzing? Oh, we're still on Zoe. Okay. Actually, I can go deep.
Oh, on me?
Yeah. What do I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
And India's ready to talk. Let's see what she has to say.
Do you have any peanuts?
No.
Okay.
Wait, that was a sex joke. Why would you make that on the air?
Wait, what?
Super inappropriate, India. No.
Larry, you're so close to the mic, and you're screeching.
I'm
like
scared.
India, go. Screeching.
Okay.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Yes. Who do you think you've been talking to?
Well, you know, you gotta think about what you wanna do in life.
Go! I feel like I'm being edged right now. Like,
okay. Take that back.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
Zoe, what's your favorite color?
What is your favorite color?
Red?
Yeah.
It's gay.
Why? That's gay from the.
Like.
I don't know, like. It's my grandma's.
Like, girl in red, guys. Like,
I don't know how to psychoanalyze you. What the fuck?
Fudge. You caught it.
I literally said it.
Wait, you caught it.
I know.
You said you could go in on me and then proceeded to be like, dang, I don't got nothing.
I'm not good at psychoanalyzing.
All right.
Well, I don't know where to begin. You're kind of just like. You're just full of it all.
You could just spend one night with somebody. Who is it?
Fuck. I don't think you know what psychoanalyzing is.
Okay, I don't think that.
Larry, if you could spend one night with someone, who would it be?
Okay.
Christian Bale. That's who I would spend it with.
Margot Robbie. Sorry, I'm basic. Ooh. Margot Robbie or Liam Hemsworth?
Ooh. But from the last song.
Yeah.
Wow, you really like...
Oh, he is sexy.
Oh,
can we watch that?
What?
I'm gonna watch that.
Look, he could spill his milkshake over me.
Oh, wait, like any second. Okay.
What?
Yeah, he could spill my milkshake
over me any day.
Anytime.
Like, what?
Like, he could put it in a shower and I would drown in it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, like, 100%.
Like, Zoe, elaborate on your shower experience. Why do you like showers?
They make me feel clean.
What's fun about being clean?
It feels
good. You know those people who just, like, look dirty?
Oh.
Yes.
There was a girl in high school who just, like, looked dirty, probably showered. She goes to Lehigh. What's her name?
No, guys, that Kesha girl.
What's her...
Looks like Kesha.
You know who I'm talking about?
Lily? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, girl just looked a bit...
Dirty.
And I'm sure she showered.
Just looked it.
She looked it.
Yeah.
My headphones
are ringing. Your headphones are ringing. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Here.
Thanks. Wait, come on live.
Come on live?
Yeah.
We're psychoanalyzing each other.
Oh, no. I don't want to. I'm Sky, by the way, guys.
Hi.
I'm Zoe.
I'm Zoe.
This is me.
I was just trying. I love
That's
this.
Sick.
Thank you.
Thanks, I love
guys.
It.
We want to do like more stuff in here, but. You know, everyone keeps making it super dirty. I left really passive-aggressive notes, so...
It's really vibey in here.
Yeah, it used to be, like, empty, but then me and my roommate who's out there, these posters are actually all from our freshman year room.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I actually have to fix it up because it's actually kind of gross in here right now.
Like, I really like
no posters. Thank you.
It's funny.
Are you guys like on live right now?
Yeah.
So embarrassing for me. Who's listening?
We're like probably no one.
Hey guys, did you say your thing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like,
30 minutes in.
You better say it. what are you guys playing?
Things are always.
Happening. We don't really play music.
We just talk.
Like we talk the whole time.
I took Psych 101. I can psychoanalyze one of you.
Oh, go for it. Do me.
I wanna go.
Wait, but give me like
a backstory.
Oh. Give me like what is something that happened to you in your childhood?
You guys give traits about me and then she can psychoanalyze me like that.
She is
I don't know what we can say.
She's a Cancer.
Girl.
She has Cancer with intimacy issues.
She has OCD.
Like that.
No, like
diagnosed OCD?
And ADHD. Bipolar.
Oh my god, my ex was bipolar.
Oh.
That's a really tough thing to deal with. But, yeah. You know, I'm
here
glad.
Here we are.
I'm glad you're dealing with it. I think, what's your name?
Zoe.
I think she deals with a lot of challenges in her life. And she really cares about what other people think of her, and opinions of her really affect her. And if someone has a bad opinion of her, she will, like, cry and never leave her dorm room.
Actually, that's not true.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My bad.
I'm a bad bee.
I was trying to base it, because when you were, like, when they were, like, deciding, you were, like, trying to see.
No, because I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
No.
Guys, sorry. That's why my major's not psych.
Not it. But, like... Was it the Cancer that set you off?
No, actually, I'm not a zodiac person. I'm despite being like, I don't know, indie, I'm not really a Christian.
Yeah, all that bullshit nobody actually gives a shit about.
Did you know Nancy Reagan actually believed in that?
Did she really?
Ronald Reagan was like this Catholic president, whatever, a Christian president. And Nancy Reagan every week would get a medium to come and like read his aura and would make his schedule. Make his like whole meeting and like read the crystals and the stars.
Actually,
oh wow,
mm-hmm.
That's
like
cool.
You can look it up. This is like a real thing, and people think that she low key did like black magic.
That'd be cool as heck.
Yeah, guys, why don't you play music and have like a dance party in here?
We should.
Also, someone broke the party light. Okay,
what was up with that?
I don't know what ugly little bitch broke the party light. Oh, sorry.
Can we curse?
No.
Like, no?
Past 10 p.m. you can curse. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't have 10 p.m. though.
I mean, like, if you guys come in here, like, late at night when there's no one on the schedule, you guys can come. That's what we do sometimes. My friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
But, yeah, the only reason the FCC rules are in place is because, like, kids could be listening. So, like, past 10 p.m., you could, like, you know Larry. So.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, you can say whatever.
Yeah,
Really?
When, I mean, how do we get a shout-out of our radio show? Because we haven't gotten one, yeah.
On the Instagram, you have to actually submit something. You have to send us, like... Something. I'm on the board. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm on the board. You just have to send us, like, if you make, like, some art, if any of you guys are artsy, you can, like, put your show name, and then we'll take a picture and, like, plug it on the Instagram.
Oh, cool.
It's like,
cool.
Very simple, but, like, I haven't even done it yet.
Yeah. What year are you?
Sophomore.
Sky and I go way back.
We go way back. Larry came
to Sandbox?
Larry came to my hometown this summer. We like vibed. Like, I don't even know what we did. We like went to the beach.
Wait. Uh-huh. This is like a plan thing?
Mm-hmm. It was planned last minute, but yeah, I was supposed to go to Philly and then my car was having issues, so my mom was like, don't go to Philly.
Yeah. It's alright. Sky and I this summer are gonna go to the queer bars in Philly.
Are we? Aw, that'd be fun. So fun. I would have to, like, lie to my mom and be like, I'm going for an internship.
So true.
And Zoe and I are going to come, too?
Don't put her in pressure like that. She already got exposed for her mental, like, challenges. Like, why do you have to, like, put her
in? I don't really care.
Oh, Sky coming out. She said, no, we're not letting Zoe Meyer on here.
So are you uninviting me?
No, not necessarily.
So you have to invite yourself to the party. You either invite yourself to the party or you don't.
Holy shit, who the fuck is this tall?
Neil Quinn.
Yeah, Neil Quinn is that tall.
God. Wait, you made a bad booking, right?
Yo!
I heard Kyle Jenkins cheated on his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend?
Or cheated on someone with Kyle Jenkins.
No way.
I don't know if that's true. Oh shit, why I'm on the radio. Sorry guys. I heard this. I don't know any of these people.
India, you know how those red lights work?
Yeah. Yes. What?
I'm just wondering if you know how they work.
Not the party light in here, guys. T, we're getting LED lights in here. Oh, we had to get it approved by really? The budget, but we're getting LED That's lights. In
here. Ooh. So, yeah. Damn. Okay. Should we play a song?
Yeah, guys. Why it's like death silent in here.
I know. We should play a song.
Play like slipping through my fingers.
Slipping. Oh, I think we always play Mama Mia, don't we? Or we've played it once before. We should play. Can you play Freaking Out on the Interstate?
I don't know that song.
It's so good.
Let's play.
Which class?
My history essay, the one that I have three more pages.
Mama Mia. No, I don't want
to.
No, no, no.
I'll be supporting them over here.
Out there.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much. Wait, no, I want to play something else.
Oh my god, everyone is such a
annoying. Wait, what am I playing?
Freaking Out on the Interstate.
What?
Freaking Out on the Interstate.
Freaking?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back.
Verb.
Wasting your time anymore.
Yo. That's actually such a good song.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
It was either that or Girl in Red. Guys, I don't think she's gay. Like, I'm almost 100% sure.
Really?
Don't be.
Yeah. I just am.
Well, just because they were wearing a piece of clothing today that...
No, not necessarily that. Then what?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I just really don't think so.
This is what I mean when I say self-sabotaging.
I think it's more like self-preservation. It's in my pillow.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is dead ashed. Is. It is. Like, I have a note in my pillow. I'll show it to you.
Okay. Is it in the right tense?
Is? Yeah.
Will be?
No. Is it supposed to be will be?
It can be both.
Okay. One is.
I guess this is where we're signing off.
Like, I guess. Guys, sorry this was dry. This was our last one.
I know. I think we're all just kind of in feeling some type of way.
For real. Down bad. Like, I've been listening
down to... Down abysmal.
For real. I've been listening to, like, a lot of Girl on Reddit that gives you any context of how down bad I've been.
Yeah, like, even Zoe doesn't have anything to say.
Me?
Yeah.
That means we're down bad.
That means we're down bad.
We should get drunk. Okay.
True.
Love you. Bye.